I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach. Welcome to today's podcast. So obviously last week I spoke about your 2020 vision goals, but I want to talk about something a little bit more direct from the standpoint of, and you guys know I'm not one that hides behind anything. I'm very quick to say what's on my mind. Obviously, being honorable and respectful, totally understanding everybody is where they're currently at. What I mean by that is just because you're brand new to the industry, I'm not expecting someone to write $2, 3, 4, 5 million. But can it happen? Absolutely. But I'm also very real that life circumstances come into play. In other words, we can have challenges in finances. We can have challenges in relationships. We can have challenges just all over the place, market conditions. And so what I would like to talk about is like a resolution. And I'm going to hit this a little bit more because a lot of times people talk about what's your New Year's resolution. I don't ever do New Year's resolutions because I've determined from the day I basically woke up, and this was fortunately at about an age of 18 and a half, I would say, where I just said, I am not going to be or have or base my success off of anybody else. In other words, I'm not going to look and go, well, my dad was this way, so I'm going to be that way, or my pastor was this way, so I'm going to be that way. I just determined that this is who I'm going to be. This is what God has called me to be and do, and I'm just going to stick that, and I'm not going to ever be deterred from that. And it's that drive that happens. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's a resolution from the beginning that no matter what happens, I will not be deterred, I will not change, and I will not be defeated. Now, let's say you're Chad, I'm not at that right now. I'm still driving an Uber car or whatever, and I'm still trying to make ends meet. I'm working two jobs. I get that. To me, that says a huge amount about your tenacity. I know a guy who's trying to get into industry right now that drives an Uber, and he's literally an inspiration to me because he'll be driving Uber at 4 o'clock in the morning and then still try and make calls and study and everything during the day. That's just blows me away because that's a drive that if this person ever just grabs on and gets a couple good breaks, they're going to just be unstoppable. Now, I'll tell you, I actually have spoken to this gentleman a couple times, and I love the tenacity behind what he has. If once again, it's just he's got to get a couple breaks. But it's not about having a resolution. It's becoming resolved. This is who you're going to be. So when it comes to our industry, you know, we can set these goals but not put anything into application and then wonder why we're the same place we were 2 or 3 years ago. I talk to agents all the time. Well, I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, you've been talking about signing up for the academy for 2 years and you haven't. Yeah, but I'm just waiting for things to get perfect. Okay, so let me give you this example. If you do the pro member, which is $97 a month, let's just say it's about $1,200 a year. So literally a $20,000 annuity has covered your entire year's membership. Pro Plus, $197 a month. So let's just say that's $2,400. So a $40,000 annuity covers your entire year's membership. Let's go into the Big Daddy, the Inner Circle, which by the way, we are almost at our max for that because I limit the number that I allow into that because I will never jeopardize my ability to mentor and train because these are people that get direct access to me, direct cell phone to me. But that one is $14.97 a month. That comes out to approximately $18,000 a year. One $300,000 annuity is paid for that entire year's membership, period. I mean, it's so simple when it comes down to it. So say, well, you know what? I've been trying for 2 or 3 years, but things aren't going perfect. And I'm going, you just said you took a vacation. You just did this. You have cable television. You eat out. And I'm not saying those are bad things. But when you're trying to have a drive, when I finally decided for the 7th time that I was going to get out of debt. Yes, we were in debt 7 times. And it was anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000. And then we finally ended up with $150,000 in credit card debt because I was trying to buy leads. I was trying to figure out how to get into the annuity and the life insurance industry. I just didn't have a lot of people helping. My daughter had a brain aneurysm. I mean, we could go on and on and on about all these different things that happened that caused. And let's just say, me quite frank, I never told my money what to do. It was telling me what to do. I did what I wanted when I wanted. I wanted to create that lifestyle or continue to live that lifestyle of eating out when I wanted to, being able to go on trips when I wanted to. And the reality, my money never matched that. So my brother just basically said, hey, you have to get this under control because if you don't, you're going to lose your home. You're going to lose everything. And it was hard words at the time, but he was right. So I completely buckled down. I bought that Quicken program. Quicken is a budgeting program. And I really started to tell my money what to do. And man, I was surprised. I was like, I had no idea we were spending that much eating out. I had no idea we were spending that much on clothes. And I mean, spending $400 a month on clothes. Now you say, that's not a lot. That's a couple outfits. That was a lot at that time. That was 15 plus years ago where every penny had to count and I had to tell it what to do. And so people want to get involved and the resolution is, hey, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. But if you're never going to have a resolution to the problem, if you don't change things, if you don't make changes and stick to them on getting to your goal. Because once again, we talked about goals. How do we get to where we want to be? Well, we have to set goals, but we have to know our why, our what, and our how. So when we're talking about this, what do you want to do to make things happen? So when I look at the term resolution, the word resolution means a firm decision to do or not to do something, or the quality of being determined or resolute. So if you make a New Year's resolution, which I don't know, I know it's a huge number statistically as far as the number of things that failed. When it comes down to it, memberships to gyms are the highest they ever are the first couple weeks of January, and then they fizzle off because people don't continue to stick to it. Well, it's the same thing in our industry. I have people that have been doing this for 5 years, 10 years, and they're wondering, why can't they break the $2 million mark? Why can't they break the $5 million mark? Why can't they break the $10 million mark? And it's a resolution. If you're truly going to say, I'm going to make a resolution to be better, then you better stick to it because it says a firm decision to do or not to do something. The quality of being determined or resolute. That's the same definition in where he just says, I will do this. So that means you have to take and make a budget. You have to stop spending on things that you don't have to be able to do something you haven't done. In other words, when we're looking at the annuity world, it can be phenomenal. You can have an incredible freedom lifestyle. I remember, and I don't agree with this, but it was kind of funny when someone was trying to recruit me to get into life insurance business. They drove me out to a golf range and we're looking over this golf course. And he said, you know who's out there? And I'm like, who? He goes, insurance agents. And he goes, they have a freedom to do what they want when they want. Now, the concept was true, but I know so many insurance agents that are not successful at what they're doing, that are struggling, that are barely getting by because they haven't determined to make the cuts of where it is. How did I get from $150,000 in credit card debt to by the end of the year being out of debt completely? And now literally it was $50,000 surplus in 1 year because I learned the annuity thing and I had a couple big deals that changed everything. I am convinced almost all annuity agents and life insurance agents are a few big deals away from their entire life being changed, but they're not willing to take those steps. I mean, when we first got started, we just moved into an office at the end of 2019, and we're leasing it for a year because we're building an office. So what happened is I live in a city called Buda. Buda is very hard to find office space, almost impossible. Like, we're actually in a industrial area with our office because I couldn't find any sort of office space commercial type where it's a full-blown, this is like one a Janus office or something like that. So I was like, okay, great. If I can't find it, if I can't find a solution to the problem, I need to make a solution to the problem. So I went and bought some land, and now we're building a 10,000 square foot building. We're going to use the top floor. I'm going to lease out the bottom floor. I had to find a solution to the problem, but I was determined to make it work. And I remembered that when we moved into this office, and now we have 2,000 square feet, we're in a 500 square foot home office, which is pretty big, but we had 7 people in there. Now we have 2,000 square feet. When we moved in here, I had flashbacks to when I was getting started in the life insurance industry. I had an old oak desk, just a basic oak desk. I had a plastic folding table with a fold-up chair, and I had to lay out all my material on the floor to study for the test. That was my office. It was crazy when I think about it, because now we're in our own office. Now we've closed on land. Now we're building a building. Granted, it took 15 years for this to happen. But I made this resolution that no matter what, I'm going to succeed in this business because there's nothing like it. But to succeed, you have to make cutbacks. You have to be determined. This is why I do the podcast for free. The podcast, I want people to get the taste of it. It's a 30,000 foot overview. But when you go to Retirement Realized Agents Academy and you sign up for it, or if your marketing organization has partnered with us and they provide this for you, that's, once again, this is something you want to take advantage of, because I'm teaching you hopefully how to take a major shortcut to get to where I am, where you don't have to go through some of the stupid things I had to go through because I had to learn on my own. Now, fortunately, along the way, I picked up a really wise mentor, and they were really good at helping me. And then I had partners and team that would basically provide lead sources and ways to help me get to where I am. And I was able to have industry people that I would speak with. But a lot of that's just because I put myself out there, but I had to make the sacrifice to get the training, to get the leads, to get the things, to determine, you know what, I can go 6 months without eating out. Yeah, I still want to date my wife, but you know what? I can grab something from the house. We can make a sandwich or something. We can go sit in a park by a lake, and we can do that. We don't have to go to some restaurant that costs us $40, $50, $100. We can actually just sit there. And a lot of times, honestly, that's more enjoyable because you don't have a bunch of interruptions. It's just the two of you hanging out or taking the family out to the park. Kids don't care necessarily where, they just care who they're with. So in other words, all these areas, you could go anywhere and the child's going to usually think about, this is who I got to hang out with. It was my family. I got to enjoy time with my family. And so that's what they're remembering. And so make that determination, that resolution that you're going to do whatever you need to do to make it work for 2020, that you're not going to be at 2021 going, yeah, I still wrote $1 million in annuities. Yeah, I still wrote 500,000 annuities. Yeah, I still wrote 5 million in annuities. Now, is 5 million an accomplishment? Absolutely. It's huge. But if you write 5 million, I'm convinced, and I've seen this happen time and time again, if you've written 5 million in annuities, you are and can be a 10 million plus annuity producer because you've got the foundation down. You've got the gist of things going. I really honestly think I've seen so many people go from 5 to 10 million because that foundation is already there. That ability is already there. We just have to fine tune that. But be willing, have a resolution to be willing to do what you need to do to not be at the same place at from 2020 to 2021. I don't care how well I've done in 2019. I'm going to be farther along and better in 2020. And guess what? 2021, I'm going to be even better. In 2022, I'm going to be even better. In 2023, I'm never allow stagnant. Stagnant water produces bacteria. It's nasty. It's non-drinkable. It just sits there and does nothing. A lot of stagnant water is really bad. You want a constant inflow and outflow. And that's where the knowledge comes in, the studying. That's where the resolution to do what you need to do to make it happen, to be an expert in this industry, to make sure that every client we go in front of, we are undeniably the best person to help them with their solution to their problem, because we've taken the time, we made the sacrifices to get there. Think about any professional athlete, any successful person, they always had to take a major step to get where they are. And it took usually a fair amount of time, and they almost always had mentors. And so make a resolution to do what you need to do for 2020 to be super successful, and just soak everything in and make the sacrifices necessary, and watch what will happen in this year. Watch how your life will change from January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2020. Watch the difference. I appreciate your time. You have a great day. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.